Welcome to another episode of The Professor and the Princess. We're your hosts. This is Randy.
Hello.
And I'm Henri. And we are here to flip stereotypes. We're here to interrupt societal norms.
Yes.
And
be
open-minded, all the way open-minded. Do you see how I gave out that cue and she was right on it? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we like to do this one conversation at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, and we have some pretty juicy conversations. And we usually cover a variety of topics as well.
Yes, we do.
Today, we're getting juicy, guys. And this is one of the things that I absolutely love. We're talking about Randy's dating life.
We are not.
All the men, there's a list of men that we're going to talk about today that Randy has experienced
in different
ways. Yes, we are. Randy, I mean, look, let's talk about this because you've been married for a bit.
A bit, yeah.
Right. And a bit could be like 2 years.
And but, it could also be like almost 30, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Exactly. Jeez, I like talking to you in the camera too. I'm just going to say that out loud. So this is the deal. So you've been married for a bit. You're going through a life transformation now where you're leading to be or on your way to being a single woman. Mm-hmm. And you're exploring life in a different way. Meaning, specifically for this conversation, dating.
Yes.
How's that been for you? Take us there.
Super interesting. From a sociological and anthropological perspective, it's crazy. Because really? When I was single last time, there was no internet. Mm. There was no dating apps. There was no websites. There was no...
Randy.
You met people in real life.
Oh, okay.
IRL. That's what the kids call it.
Period? Anyway,
yes, IRL. In real crazy. Life. So I realized if I wanted to date, I had to get into the apps.
Look at that. What's your handle? Don't tell us.
I don't have a handle.
Okay.
Excuse me.
See what that started up?
Yeah.
It's
anyway.
Good.
So I started with Bumble because the woman has control. And I wanted to make sure that nobody was reaching out to me if I wasn't ready to be, reached out to.
You know, I never knew that about Bumble.
Yeah. Okay. The women have the, they have to make the first move.
How's that going, girls? Leave your comments.
Actually, I liked it because...
You like control.
Yes, I like control. But two, there was no pressure on me to respond to somebody who wrote to me because they couldn't, which is great.
Ooh. Sorry, man.
So
bumble that.
So I started in April, and the first person I met was awesome.
Really?
And we had a great time together.
What was he like?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yes, my kind of man, honey.
Yes.
Everything to
me. Very, very fun.
Yeah.
He brought me back to myself. He taught me how to have fun again. And we had some really fun times together.
Big shout out to Bumble Guy.
Stop.
Okay.
Anyway, and, I realized after a certain period of time that we weren't suited for each other in a long-term situation. And we were got to a point where we were spinning our wheels because we wasn't going to go anywhere. As much as I liked him, and I still like him as a human. He's a wonderful man.
Oh, were you in it for the long term?
No.
Okay.
But I saw that, when you're with somebody for a while, you either start to have real feelings or you don't. And I didn't want to hurt him and didn't really feel like I could continue and be true to what I was looking for. So I decided that relationship should end. Dated a bunch of guys.
A bunch.
Ooh. I would say I'm up to like 12 or 13 now.
Jesus. And when'd you start? Yes, I called Jesus.
April.
April of what year?
23.
Okay, so a little over a year and a half.
No, a little over 9 months, but okay.
Oh, 2023. I'm sorry, we're in 24 now. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But wait, how long?
Less than a year, like 9 months.
And 12 men and...
maybe a little more. I don't know.
12
but,
years
but remember,
I love it.
Most of those were just one date, because you generally, it's unusual to connect with somebody on a first date. Mm-hmm. And I just got lucky with the first one. We just liked each other right away. Mm-hmm. But, I had a couple that I went out with two or three or four times, but nothing ever really developed. Mm-hmm. And then I met somebody in early December, so it's been a little over a month, who I've been seeing, who's very nice, and who, so far everything's cool.
Take me back, because I'm sure that folks want to know. We said we're flipping stereotypes.
Yeah.
Are you nervous? Are you getting warm right now because you know how I am?
No, go for it. Okay. I'll tell you if I need you to back right off.
Because you do. See?
Oh, that's
why
I do.
That's why we do this, okay?
Go ahead.
So wait. So tell me, why didn't it work out with Bumble Guy? Like one thing, reason why it didn't work out with Bumble.
We had very different ideas about what we wanted our lifestyle to be.
And when did you get to that point? On what date?
Four, five.
Okay. So you kind of deep in. So you know, there was some comfort there and you were able to be vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
So you gave it some time.
Yeah.
Did you trust him?
Yes.
Really? Did you respect him?
Yes.
Okay. And what's one thing or one way he made you feel that made you feel like he was a good dude?
He was so consistent.
Consistency.
He texted me every morning, said, good morning, babe.
Hey, babe.
Every night. Good night, babe.
Good night, babe.
He was just, he had swagger big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hashtag Bumble guys. So, okay. That's a great moment there.
Hashtag hot.
Okay. Okay. So now moving on between guy one and now guy 12.
Ish. Yeah.
Exact 12-ish. Okay. December.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about this situation. What's making it great? Or what makes it great?
Well, so in a previous episode, we talked about cultural pride.
We did.
And up until the incidents in Israel in October, I was very much agnostic about what the culture, religion, race of the person that I dated was. I was just trying to find a good guy. And then after that, I started to think to myself, it might be better for me to meet someone who's Jewish, just not because of any religious component, but more because I don't have to explain my experience to that person and they have a shared understanding of what I've been going through. So I met this one on JDate, which is for Jewish people. And you'd be amazed with all the anti-Semitism out there. A lot of non-Jewish people are on JDate. I don't know why.
Wait a minute. JDate accepts non-Jewish people?
Well, I mean, they're not coming over to your house to see if you're circumcised.
Well, Shabbat Shalom. Oh, outrageous. Look at that.
I mean, you can put up a profile. There are some people who say willing to convert. And I'm like, why would you want to convert? Like, why do you want to be one of us? This is not a good life. Like, you don't want this.
See, Randy, we're talking about that pride.
I
know what you mean, right?
Like, it's like, you know, you wouldn't choose to be Jewish if you had a choice. So I met the one that I'm dating now on JDate, just because I thought, okay, at least we have a basic foundational understanding of one another from a cultural perspective. And that's true. We do. We have a lot of the same values, just based on how we were raised and having a shared Jewish experience.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. It's beautiful. And it's a great like starting point when it comes. Mm-hmm. Foundation is very important just across the board with any relationship. But now when we go into the things that you dig about him, tell me more about JDate guy. Is it JDate?
Yeah, JDate.
Okay, hashtag JDate.
He's giving me the opportunity to try something different, which is honesty. I mean, not that I'm not honest, but raw honesty, vulnerability, open communication, being able to speak my truth and say, this is what I need from you. This is what I want. Hmm. This is what is important to me. And really just being able to talk about things that I don't know that I could have done before. Really being honest, just sharing how I feel about things so that I'm not holding on to disappointment or resentment, but just explaining like, this is what I need from you.
Oh my God. It's like a beautiful, beautiful version of the piano, the movie. It's just giving me that moment right there. Just so sweet. Or like Titanic. It's not that you're sinking.
Oh God.
But you're there. Rose, I love you. Anyway, but so take me back a little bit, right? This is so sweet. So JD got right. Would you get married again?
Probably not.
Why? Why not?
Because I don't need to. I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very wonderful marriage for many years. I raised a beautiful daughter with my husband.
Love her. Love you, daughter.
And I feel like, I'm not saying I wouldn't get married again, but it's not a goal. It's not something I'm searching for. I want a relationship with a good man. I don't even necessarily think I need to live with him. I think it's okay to be on your own. We talked about this earlier when we were, I think we were having brunch, and I said, I don't need somebody to complete me. We have this mistaken thought in our culture or in the world. I don't know in other cultures, but that you complete me. No, I complete me. Mm-hmm. You are of value to me. You add to me. You supplement me. You make me better. But I don't need you to survive or live. And so the idea of having a strong relationship with a good man is all I really am looking for. It doesn't have to have a title or a name. And if down the road marriage became a reasonable thing for us, sure. But I'm not, that is not my goal.
That's so fantastic. One thing I like to ask folks too, especially my close friends, like you, darling.
Yay.
What do you bring to the table in a relationship? What is a guy getting when he gets you besides all this beauty and I'm sure other passionate things? What else do you bring to the table, Randy?
Well, I think what we talked about before in other episodes, I'm open-minded. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in a lot of things. So I love to have conversations about just about anything. I'm open to your point of view, whatever that may be. Even if I don't agree with it, I will listen. And I like to have fun.
Yeah.
We like to go out and do things.
Good time, honey.
And it could be anything. It doesn't have to just be partying, although that's cool too. Trying new things, experiencing life, seeing things, traveling. Like, I'm very curious and I like to learn and experience. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I realize that while nice things are nice to have, I'd much rather put my resources toward experiences.
Yes.
And the nice things are just things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have a certain amount of depth that is lacking in some people. Certain amount
self-aware. I love that you're self-aware. That's real.
Yeah. I think I'm very generous. I think I'm kind when I want to be. I think I'm a badass bitch when I want to be.
You're what?
A badass bitch.
Lean into that one. Connor, turn up the microphone for that, honey. What did you call yourself?
A badass bitch.
Work, honey. Didn't I tell you a little gay man inside of you? Carry on.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So. I mean, what more do you need? I went out with one guy. I will not say his name, but he's a retired NYPD cop.
Oh.
Italian.
You like little rough guys.
Staten Island, you know.
Ooh.
D's, dem, does. And
Jesus.
He said to me, who wouldn't want to go out with you? You got it all. I was like, oh, thanks.
Did he say it just like that?
Huh?
Did you give him another chance after that?
Yeah.
That voice?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was nice.
Okay. All right. Good.
But I'm just
judging him by
I'm
his
just
voice.
Saying that, like, it took me a very, very long time to get to the point where I thought, you know what? I am a damn good catch.
That's a mic drop for me, as far as I'm concerned. And I want to say that I applaud you. Because a lot of times people leave their marriages and break up out of relationships and it's hard to get to where you are. And I think you did it with good timing. And when I say that, meaning whatever time people need to take to get through their experiences, that's fine. However, because we're friends, I'm super proud of you for making sure that you're taking care of yourself and your life and your happiness. And it's important. So people can like grab themselves by their bootstraps. Oh, sounds so weird. But anyway, and just move forward in life. And you do it well. And I think you date well too. I've watched you. We've had conversations about the men. See, the 12 men that we're talking about, I know most of their names and all that good stuff. But
we'll keep that to ourselves.
It's private, ladies and gentlemen. But what we need, the thing I celebrate is the fact that you know that love is important. It's important to you and the type of person you want to be with and the type of life you want. And those are very important points and keys of life, I think. Not meaning to make this all like, you know, Oprah, Dr. Phil moment. Not that he would say that, I don't know. But anyway, it's just important part of the experience, especially when we're dating, because we're trying to find somebody who accepts us and celebrates us and, you know, who can love us and love us. We can love them back.
Well, thank you for saying all that. And I think that I am going to force us to end now so that there's no more probing questions about my personal life.
You know, I was going to go in because I wanted to know about guy number six. Which platform did guy number six come from?
I don't know. I mean, I did write them down, but
we'll post those.
We'll have to think about that. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Everything to me. Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. It's been interesting to share some of my personal laundry, if you will. I wouldn't say dirty laundry, just it's laundry.
Because they're clean shirts.
Because it's clean, yes.
Clean men's shirts.
Yes.
Buttoned down.
Yes. How'd you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I know you, girl.
Thank you. We'll see you in our next episode. Please follow us at The Professor and the Princess on all platforms. Our email address is theprofessorandtheprincess@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook, Insta, TikTok, YouTube, you name
we're
it.
Everywhere.
We're there. Like us, send, you know, give us a review, share us, subscribe, tell your friends, do it all. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Au revoir.
Au revoir, guys.